Mercedes Benz with the tits out. When they hit this jam, they turn the lights out. Yeah, they know what's up. Polo socks, polo tee, polo bed, polo sheets, photo Benz, photo Jeep, photo booth, hoes of me. She taking photos of me that she carry all around like rosaries. She said she never did it with the lights on. Baby, we gon' see. She so cow, she no hoe. She no smoke, she no toke. She no chance, she no Vic. She no gang, she gon' go. Wear your heels, wear your clothes. Wear your hair in a bun when you head back home. Wear your purse, wear your phone. One more question before y'all go. Where all the girls at? With the credit cards and the high heels. The Mercedes Benz with the big wheels. When they hit this jam, they can't sit still. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at? With the Birkin bags and the big house. The Mercedes Benz with the tits out. When they hit this jam, they turn the lights out. Yeah, they know what's up.
Where all the girls with the book in the club? With the reading glasses on, getting shook in the club. Reading Ta-Nehisi Coates, humming Spotty Addy Dope. With the wild, let them drag me here, look in the club. I need a ride home and I need an iPhone. Charge your hand, your number. Can you put your shit in my phone? Damn, my phone died. Can you put it in my man's phone? Damn, his car died too. Can you drive my man's home? Where the girls in the club with the black dress? With the big fat booty and the flat chest. Who trying to wear the black dress to my address? I got a bed, no frame, just a mattress. Where the tall girls at? You bet! Where the small girls at? You bet! Where the mid-sized girl? Where the mid-sized girls? Where the mid-sized girls? You bet!
Where all the girls at? With the credit cards and the high heels. The Mercedes Benz with the big wheels. When they hit this jam, they can't sit still. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at? With the Birkin bags and the big house. The Mercedes Benz with the lips out. When they hit this jam, they turn the lights out. Yeah, they know what's up. Ay. Gold wrist, gold rings. Gold teeth, gold chains. Cold world, cold game. Cold name, cold chain. She's taking off all her shame. And she destiny's child when she say my name. She said she never did it with the lights on. That's gon' change. Light-skinned girl sippin' dark liquor. Got a dark-skinned friend. Only fuck white niggas. Black girls say they like girls. Say they dyke girls. Type girls lose their boyfriends to them white girls. And this their favorite song. Turn this up when they turn this on. Fuck you right and do you wrong. One more question, what y'all on? Where all the girls at? With the credit cards and the high heels. The Mercedes Benz with the big wheels. When they hit this jam, they can't sit still. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at? With the Birkin bags and the big house. The Mercedes Benz with the tits out. When they hit this jam, they turn the lights out. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at? With the credit cards and the high heels. The Mercedes Benz with the big wheels. When they hit this jam, they can't sit still. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at? With the Birkin bags and the big house. The Mercedes Benz with the tits out. When they hit this jam, they turn the lights out. Yeah, they know what's up.
know ya. Boy, watch me leave. You go to me. Wish you good luck being lonely. I'ma push red every time you phone me. You bow to be a memory. Oh,
bet she doesn't touch like me. Sure as hell don't fuck like me. No comparison, no, she don't. No comparison, no, she don't, she don't,
she don't. Oh, oh, no, she don't. 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 Oh, no, she.
I be up on it, you know she can't keep up. You know you want this, so why you won't keep up? Don't get the picture, I write it out. Losing everyone that held you down. I put the boy on and now he feeling himself. No, it ain't nothing to put you back on the shelf. Too late for sorry, so boy, back down. I had my issues, but one less now. 99 problems, but a nigga ain't one.
First time in years. let's keep some love on the line.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little law.
Any way the wind blows
doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's
you do the fandango.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
That was, of course, Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody. And guess who's back?
Back again.
Back again.
White T-shirt hour is back.
The second white T-shirt hour is what I have it logged in as. And we're going to be here as long as we possibly can, which may or may not be all night.
Well, so I have a job in the morning.
Settle in. So some night, too bad.
At some point I'm going to be leaving tonight.
Call them up. Say, Principal DeLeva.
Hey, don't tell them where I work.
I'm out. I didn't say where you worked. I just said... I said the pseudonym of your boss. It's not even his real name. Hi. What time is it? It's
11:22.
Cool.
So, Zach, could you please explain to the people about our long absence?
So, we've been out many a night to research a Mr. Commissioner Bill Evans.
Yes.
The police commissioner of Boston.
Took an hour-long
break. We spent the last hour and 23 minutes.
Say and because we were under the assumption and we believed it was our journalistic duty to discover whether or not Police Commissioner Bill Evans is in fact also Bill Evans, the world famous jazz pianist, and of course whether or not we heard another claim as to whether or not he was also Julian Assange
from our good friend Winifred
called in
award winning listener Winifred.
We went off for an hour. Got some food.
Refueled.
Did our journalistic duty and found that those are in fact not true.
Wait, whoa.
Bill Evans is just a really good police commissioner of Boston. End of story.
Why are you doing that cutting motion on your neck?
It's just really good. So, how's everyone's New Year's?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is out there.
Can you just wait like a few
seconds?
Say that again in a minute.
Well, before
hold on,
Zach.
And all right, what were you saying, Christopher?
Bill Evans is in fact jazz
pianist. No.
Bill
what was the other thing you were gonna say?
The truth is out there. You're the worst.
Love it.
The worst.
Love my life. Love my job. This isn't really my job. Is the station clean, orderly, and functioning? Yes, it is. Are you subbing for someone? No. Anything extra you'd like to add? Anything extra we'd like to add, friends?
We promise that this will be t-shirtier.
We'll talk more about t-shirts.
Will we, though?
cotton.
I mean, what was
stop playing around with your mic. Whoever's doing that.
What was our goal for the last episode?
That's Chris.
To talk
like adjusting his mic. Boom.
Wait, let's reintroduce ourselves before we get back into a little bit more music.
All right.
I'm Zach Going again.
I'm Sean.
I'm a sophomore at Tufts. None of these guys go to Tufts.
You cut me off.
Sorry, Sean.
I'm Sean Freeman, repping UMass Lowell.
Are you done? Okay. I don't want to cut you off. Okay.
Hey, hi, Ab. Go ahead.
I'm Anthony Lachese, a resident of Medford, and yeah.
You're good at this. Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up? I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I don't want to give my last name.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay, Chris Del Russo.
thank you so much. Okay, let's go to my road
trip. We are taking calls, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we're not. I will shut down all of your mics and we won't talk again if you say that.
855.
Here is
915.
855. I turned all of the mics off. Here is Red Light, Blue.
9636.
Blue Light, Red Light, Someone's There by Jack White. It's not actually Jack White. It's a cover.
I live in a tiny closet, a lukewarm cold water flat, with room for a couple of cinders, a mouse, a hole, and a trap. I don't worry about the flies or count the stairs, 'cause I know someone's there. I took a high-paying sweeping up job, dusting after somebody else, seeing that there's clean on the windows, convincing the snow to melt. I don't worry about the ride or the subway fare, 'cause I know someone's there. One day we'll move uptown, or even out to the countryside, and for every leaf on the tree we'll add one cup to the fry. Who cares if the floor ain't level, or if our ceiling caves in, if we're haunted by the devil or ghosts and boogeymen? Well, I can't be concerned, what should I care? No place I go alone can compare, 'cause I know you're there. Who cares if the floor ain't level, or if the ceiling caves in, haunted by the devil or ghosts or boogeymen? Well, I can't be concerned, why should I care? No place I go alone can compare, 'cause I know
And we're back. Hello, everybody. That was a great song. It's a B-side from Jack White. To be honest, I forget what it's the B-side to. It's B-side to a single. It's one of the three singles from the Lazaretto album. Great, great thing. I forgot to mention, this show does have a website. So anyone interested should go to tinyurl.com/white-t-shirt hour, all lowercase, no spaces, no anything, just tinyurl.com/white-t-shirt hour to learn more about the show. Yeah, none of my co-hosts know about the website. I just made the website. So. Wow. Yeah, tinyurl.com/white-t-shirt hour, all lowercase. So what should we talk about? First, someone changed the calendar over there.
No.
Actually, is there another page to that calendar? Or
no? Nope, there is not.
It's just the last page. Like,
there is not.
I need to get another Rockland Trust calendar in there. Chris, you got something to say? Chris is pouting.
You don't want to take callers on our call-in radio show.
It's not a call-in radio show. It's a banter talk show. I just don't want to take callers.
We could get guest input.
I'm good. Go to the vinyl. Go over to the vinyl cabinets and grab a vinyl. I'll make it up to you. Grab whatever vinyl you want.
I don't
want
to listen to the police commissioner's jazz albums.
No. But you had that Weird Al one earlier. Go fetch.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It. Okay, fine. That's fine.
We're not gonna lock the door on you.
It's cool.
I'm not gonna lock the door. It's See cool. now he doesn't have trust in us anymore. Thanks.
I didn't have trust in you. Doesn't have
any, yeah, you did. What am I gonna deal with?
Mike 4 is pretty poor.
Yeah, we purposely give you the mic. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here.
Just Mike 4.
All right, there we go.
That's because Mike 4 wasn't actually on. Oh. Sorry, that was an accident. Yeah, sorry, Sean.
That's okay.
The listeners at home only heard, or the readers at home only heard 1/4 of the conversation. That's sad. Sad.
Where are we at? Speaking of dear readers.
The dear readers totally took a fall. We peaked at around 14 earlier, and now we are down to... Wow, 10. Wow.
Hey, listen, I just want to tell you guys what happened between 10 and 11. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it is not part of the white t-shirt hour.
That's true.
I would like to beseech our name as far from that as possible. Yes. Is that the right verb?
All 10 of
beseech?
You.
I don't know if beseech is the right.
Siri, what's
hey, you know what time it is?
Beseech.
It's time.
Beseech is a literary term. It means ask someone urgently and fervently to do something, implore.
I guess it could work. I implore you to detach our name from the show that happened between 10 and 11. Not that it wasn't good, just that it wasn't us.
I'm not... Okay, sure. Okay. I'm trying to find a good PSA for us to play because it's PSA time.
Woo, can I read one? Can I read Ladder Safety?
I'd rather do one of this one because this one seems very fun. Oh, who's that? Looks like we've got a guest at the door.
Hey. Not a caller, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, who just said hey? I was trying to figure out if that was the PSA because I hadn't actually.
It's the PSA Fat Albert.
No, it's not. But,
hey.
Whoa, who's that at the door?
Talking about the risk of diabetes. Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim Ladd and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim Ladd and Meaty at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
I have a sad revelation, dear
readers. I liked Fat Albert better.
I have a sad revelation, dear readers. We didn't actually have a pirate come into the station. That was actually Chris doing all of that.
Wow. Hey.
Chris, we can take the pirate yacht off now.
Party. Yar, hey.
Speaking of pirates.
That's Pirate Fat Albert.
I may or may not have a playlist of pirate music.
I have seen that playlist.
It's a great playlist. So I'm actually gonna play some of that right now.
Being a pirate is all right with me.
We're going to do two pirate songs for you because I know you guys really want to hear music. You don't actually want to hear us talk about stuff.
We could have them call in to us.
Ding, 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 ding. Every time Chris mentions callers, I'm going to do the baseline to Blue Monday.
I will not give the telephone number out on radio. However,
wait. This is not to be mistaken with t-shirt collars, in which will be a part of our show because our show is partly about t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
true. Yes, we're talking about phone collars, not the collars of shirts.
Ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. Great, great radio.
Great acapella. Here we go with some pirate music.
Call in. You can find the number on the.
Here's one of my favorite. Okay, guys. I hate all of you.
Dead air. Dead air.
Here is Spanish Ladies.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short time to see us again.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors, we'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England, from Ushant to Scilly, 'tis 35 leagues.
We hove our ship to with a wind from sou'west, boys. We hove our ship to for to strike soundings clear. It's 45 fathoms with a white sandy bottom. We squared our main yard and up channel did steer.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England, from Ushant to Scilly, 'tis 35 leagues.
Now the first land we sighted, it is called the Dudman. Next Ramsett off Plymouth, start Portland and White. We sailed on by Beachy, by Fairlie and Dungeness, and we hove our ship to off the Southmoreland Light.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England, from Ushant to Scilly, 'tis 35 leagues.
Then the signal was given for the Grand Fleet to anchor, and all in the Downs that night for to lie. Let go your shank painter, likewise your cat stopper. Haul up your clue garnets, let tacks and sheets fly.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England, from Ushant to Scilly, 'tis 35 leagues.
Now let every man drink off his full bumper, and let every man toss off his full glass. We'll sing and be jolly and drown melancholy, and here's to the health of each true-hearted lass.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England, from Ushant to Scilly, 'tis 35 leagues.
A better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was hanging with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love, but it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. All night long I was out to the morning, but baby you're tender. Girl, baby, I'm running to your well. What can I do?
Mississippi River. If you would give me enough star, girl. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I swim the Mississippi River. Your heart, I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me enough star, girl.
And we're back. Hooray, that wasn't actually two pirate songs.
Yeah.
It was Spanish Ladies by Jerry Bryan. Like some, you know, if you go on Spotify and you search Spanish Ladies, it's going to be the first one that comes up. It's a great, great sea shanty.
Yeah.
And then we got into a conversation about BoJack Horseman off air, and I was like, oh, I need to play a song from BoJack Horseman. So that was Leon Bridges with Better Man, which is the song from the trailer for season 3 of BoJack Horseman.
Such a great song, too. Such a great album. I love Leon Bridges' album.
It's really good, and it represents a great show. I actually love trailers for TV shows. No. You've only watched an episode. You can't say it. I've got a friend who only watched the first episode forever and argued vehemently with me about whether or not it was a good show, and then she watched all of season 1 and then all of season 2 and then all of season 3 and was like, this is an amazing show. Like,
disagree.
No, you're actually wrong.
Yeah.
Even all right, boys. Actually, I would even disagree that the first episode is awesome.
Boys, show of hands, who thinks BoJack Horseman's a great show?
Oh, hey, it's unanimous.
Oh, hey, it's unanimous. Anthony, yeah. How did you raise your hand for that? I think you said disagree.
Bing, 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 bing.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Bing, 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 bing.
But like, if you think about the concept, it's like, wow,
it's a great concept.
No, it's like, wow, look at all these like animals acting like humans.
No, you have to.
Might as well make the
animals. No, the animals is a separate. The first, like, it is a show about a washed up celebrity trying to get his life back together. The fact that half of the characters are animals is something that is only adding to the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away. It isn't,
what is the point
the show
of doing
itself.
That?
Because it's funny.
If it was all humans, it would be, I would argue it would be slightly less entertaining. Just because, like, that's what captivated me for the first part of it. I was like, I think that's funny. It's a horse.
It creates an interesting
that
world.
Stands on his hind legs.
There's a lot of
like,
jokes
it gets,
that can be
are you
said.
Are you a Family Guy fan?
Later on.
Not really, no.
Later on, it gets into.
Family Guy's a talking dog.
Later on, it gets into, like, how his hero is like secretary, you know, like the horse secretary.
Hey,
but secretary in like this world wasn't like a racehorse. He was like a track and field star.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And like he makes like a movie about secretary. It's just so
also
interesting.
I found out secretary was voiced by John Krasinski.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty obvious.
I went back and rewatched the episode and I was like, holy moly, that is John Krasinski.
I think I've watched season 1 at least like 5 times. Season 2, I've watched less, and season 3, I think I've watched once.
Yeah.
Or twice.
I haven't gone back and watched it much.
I watched the first half of season 3 again.
Anthony, are you a fan of, like, Mickey Mouse? There are a bunch of talking animals.
Actually.
Are you a fan of Winnie the Pooh?
Do you own Disney stock now, too?
No, I actually have a great dislike for Disney movies, with the exception of Star Wars. Star Wars is great.
It doesn't count as a Disney movie.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, because although that being said, the two person. That they've made since they bought it are amazing films.
I've yet to see Rogue One.
Rogue One's fantastic.
I think it's better than the first one they made.
Than Force Awakens. It's better just because it's like different.
Hope Awakens.
See, everyone's like, "Oh, Force Awakens wasn't that good. It was just It was just a New Hope," and I'm like, "So like." The movies that have been made since A New Hope are A New Hope.
No, like, I mean, I like it a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's just there were so many callbacks to
it. Yeah, which
New
is
Hope.
Cool. Like that, and they played it off well. I think it's the only movie where it could
It got
work.
Everyone excited for the whole, like, next saga.
But yeah, there was enough new stuff.
It's back,
there was enough new stuff that it kept you interested.
Now,
you know?
Now I'm bummed out again thinking about how Princess Leia won't be in episode 9.
That's true, but
she'll be in 8. She'll
hopefully
in 8,
she probably died in 8, you know?
No, they gotta kill her off.
Yeah, they probably killed her off. Or if they didn't, like, it's good that it will happen in between movies, which is better.
It's like
then.
From what I understand, she wasn't a plan to make her a big role in episode 9, anyways.
Yeah, I think they were trying to wean them all off.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Plus, I mean,
she wasn't a big deal that much in episode 7 either. She was basically a
staple though. That's like a Star Wars staple.
Yeah, I mean they're still making Fast and Furious movies after Paul Walker died. Not that I really care for. I think Fast and Furious is a terrible series.
Yeah,
just gonna come out and say.
I mean, I've never seen any of them.
I think they sacrifice plot so long as they have The Rock, Vin Diesel, and fast cars and stunts that aren't realistic.
That's fine. It's a series that knows what it is.
Yeah,
you know, and I dig that. I like that it exists. You know, I'm not gonna watch them, but I think it's fine that they exist. Paul Walker. Who else? Season 7 of The West Wing. Actually, I won't spoil it. But an actor in The West Wing. Died halfway through season 7, and they had to. He was actually like a really big.
No way,
part.
Martin Sheen died.
He was actually a really big part of the show, and they needed to kind of deal with his character. Well, with the actor dying, you know, and it ended up being really, really good television because of it.
I mean, they could go the Simpsons route and just not mention it at all. Phil Hartman died, and then just retired his characters.
There was a really good... I mean, that kind of works with The Simpsons. It doesn't necessarily work with a lot of
people. But his characters were, like, huge. Simpsons. Troy McClure. Yeah. You may remember me from such films as Lionel Hutz, one of the best TV comedy characters, I think, ever.
Sure.
No, I think he's hilarious. You ever see the episode where he's, like, defending Homer, and he's doing the jokes? He's like...
I don't think so, no.
Well, Apu is on the stand, and Lionel Hutz has a tie on. He says, "Mr. Nahasa Bima Petalon, do you say you had a good vision of what happened in your store? Really? What color is my tie?" And Apu's like, "You have a red and white striped tie." And then he's like, he's turned around to Apu. He's like, "Oh, that's what you think. Is that really what you think?" And he's fumbling to try to. He's like, "Well, I hate to surprise you, but I'm not wearing a tie at all." And it's hanging out of his hand.
I was reading this, this is kind of unrelated, but I was reading this astronaut biography, and he was talking about the episode Deep Space Homer.
Oh, it's so good.
It's great. And,
ruffled.
He's talking about the view of astronauts when that episode was made, you know, and how it was kind of looked at, the astronauts had like become like kind of lame. Yeah. And there's a great line in that where it's like a news announcer saying, "And look at this great crew for the next space shuttle mission. They call them the Three Musketeers. There's a mathematician, another kind of mathematician, and a statistician."
They have some great moments from the oldest.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That whole episode's great. There's also the episode where they have George H.W. Bush move in across the street from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And they get into, like, a war between the two of them because Bart Simpson does, like, Dennis the Menace-style, like, ruining of George H.W. Bush's life. Mm-hmm. And then George H.W. Bush moves out, and who moves in but Gerald Ford, who's just, like, stupid and simple in the episode. He's like, "Hello, Homer. Do you like football? I do. Do you like nachos? I do." And you just go off, "Well, why don't we have some nachos and we'll watch the football game?" Like, it's playing off Ford as just some idiot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, their interpretations. Have they had an Obama on the show?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't watched news. Yeah, me neither.
I don't think I've watched.
That show should have been put off the air. For as much as I love it, that show should have been put off the air years ago. But it's a money machine.
I don't know. I liked the Boston episode this season. That was fun. That's the only one I've watched in, like, forever.
I feel like there'll always be, like, a group of people that would always watch that show, though, just because it's been on for so long. It's like, after it's been on for so long, it just keeps on going.
Well, speaking of keeping on going, we need to do some more music.
Do we?
And that is going to be the Black Keys with Heavy Soul. We're getting late. Whoa, what the?
Oh.
Oh, that was my pirate music playlist still playing. That was
That was Blink-182 with Bored to Death.
I love Pirates of the Caribbean. Great ride. Yeah. Shoot.
Awful movie series, but good ride.
Overrated.
It's an okay movie series. It's not a great movie series.
Dude,
it's an
you
okay
are just
series.
The you are the fountain of like chiming in with one negative opinion.
come to me. Thoughts of her won't let me be. Go to the valley, climb the hill. Whatever it takes, darling, you know I will. Hey, now, darling, you have it so, darling. You have it so. I won't get tired, won't go astray. I hear her calling, call my name. And I, darling, hear me so, darling. Hear me so, darling. Hear me so, darling. Hear me so. Just my calling. Just my kind, your heavy soul. Next to me, heart's on fire. Get no sleep, drive all night.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh. In the industrial zone, I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright. But in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. In a lesbian bar way downtown, I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare. But in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. In a lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in a lesbian bar. We'll be right back.
was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So, friends, there's one thing that I feel like has been a part of my personality for a long time. And has more recently been like very heavy into my personality, can only be characterized musically. So I ask you to just pay attention for the next minute and a half to this very important part of my personality. Analyze it as much as you can. Here we go.
Power.
I love that. So
I just have one question.
He's a radical rat.
How do they speak English if they're turtles?
Because they learned English.
Yeah.
How do they stand?
How do they know
legs?
Ninjutsu?
How do you know English?
How did they learn
have
ninjutsu?
You, yeah. Have you never?
How do they sit on their hind legs?
Have you never watched
you
the
mutant turtles?
My leg muscles are strong enough for that.
Okay, turtles leg muscles. No, right, and also, I will say it depends on your origin story of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've been reading and watching a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles recently.
The movie, the original movie.
And depending on who Splinter is, it's a question. If Splinter is just a normal rat that is also a mutant, I don't really understand how they know English
either.
How
did he get his powers?
It's same thing, from the ooze.
Well, he
was
learned
he in a sewer
karate
or something?
If you're watching so, from the
it's
original
from the movie.
Movie.
Yeah, so that's the thing. There are three different origins for
depends on what you're talking
for
about.
Splinter. He's just a random turtle in which
you mean
case
a rat?
Yeah, random rat, excuse me. In which case, I don't really know how he knows English and ninjutsu. There's the second origin, which is that he's the pet rat of karate master Hamato Yoshi. In which case, he's a pet.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's a pet. He understands karate because he watched his masters. Makes sense. And then the third, which is that he either is or is the reincarnation of Hamato Yoshi.
Yeah.
Which is what they do in the comics now and in some... I think in the new TV show, he is Hamato Yoshi. And he was like...
Reincarnated
mutated. Well, no, in the TV show, he is him mutated into a rat from the ooze.
Yeah.
And in the comics, he is the reincarnation of Hamato Yoshi. Uh-huh. Interestingly enough, the new TV show is really good. I started watching it because I have Hulu Plus, and it's on Hulu Plus. And the theme song is a little different.
We don't give out free advertisement.
I'm not telling you to go buy Hulu Plus. It's actually kind of a terrible service. It's a terrible service.
You just said the words buy Hulu Plus.
I hate you. By the way, this is WMFO in Medford. Sorry, I have to say that because it's almost 12. And here is the new theme to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's a little different. And I didn't like it at first, but it's kind of grown on me. Here we go. Chris has a bit of a scowl on his face, I should point out.
I don't like it. Always a lean green ninja team. On the scene, cool teens doing ninja things. So extreme out the sewer like laser beams. Get right with the shell shack pizza king. Can't stop these radical dudes. The secret of the ooze made the chosen few. Emerge from the shadows to make their move. The good guys win and the bad guys lose. Very straightforward.
Yes, it's very straightforward. Leonardo's a leader in blue. Does anything it takes to get his ninjas through. Donatello is a fellow. Machines, Raphael's got the most.